the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Freaks, Neff, and Geeks here on Rant EM Radio. I am your host, Rage. I'm being joined by the co-host, Lee Champion, and Double A.
I don't know, it sounds like a plane is taking off.
Where?
Where?
Who sounds like that? Because it ain't me.
It ain't you.
No, it ain't me.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that.
Positive.
Positive.
Would you like me to replay the audio?
Please do.
Alright. Let's replay the audio. Let's take you back to when Rage said the following 30 seconds ago. And listen to the plane taking off in the background.
I didn't... Okay. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another edition of...
It's just my
Freaks,
background.
Geeks,
there's nothing on in my background.
There's nothing on in my background, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So the fact that when you are not talking, it just disappears... That's just your ambiance?
Pretty much.
So everybody else that's on the air on this network doesn't have that ambiance, but you do.
That's not me.
So let me replay when I broke into audio and Lisa and Rage started talking.
And Double A?
I don't know. It sounds like a plane is taking off.
Where?
Where?
And who sounds like that? Because it ain't me.
It ain't you.
No, it ain't me.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that.
Positive.
Positive.
Would you like me to replay the audio?
Please do.
Any more proof, Rage?
Whatever. There's nothing on in my background, so whatever. It's your opinion.
My opinion is a fact.
Your opinion is an opinion.
And I heard,
I'm constantly being torn down.
I hear Lee now.
You're on the spot guests on your show. I don't like that. Don't like it one bit.
Lee, I can hear you moving around in the background now.
I'm not moving around.
Ray, shut the hell up. I'm talking to Lee. Lee, I heard you moving in the background.
I'm sitting in a prone position.
Double A must be crazy then. Josh says, sounds like a 747
must
taking
be
off.
Fucking mental.
I'm mental, right? I've only been doing this for 9 years. I should know by now what audio sounds like, right?
I guess.
Hello?
There you go, Lee.
Okay. Rage, mute your phone for a second. Welcome, everybody, to episode 42 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage. Say hi real quick, Rage.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
And the founder, the enforcer, Double A the rant.
You know,
I know, because it sounds like he's broadcasting.
That's
live.
All you're doing right now.
From the airport.
No, wait. Lee, hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Just give me 1 second here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
That's definitely you, Double A, making that noise. That's definitely you.
Are you sure?
That Double A, I'm pretty sure it's you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Double A, I'm almost positive.
Because I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything.
Well, I'm telling you it's you because it only happens when you click on Double A. I know that's you. Since you started the show, that's the first thing we heard was helicopter noises in the back.
Hmm. No.
You don't hear that, Double A?
No, I don't hear no helicopter.
Okay. It's funny because when you click, you can tell when you click the mute button because we hear a little click when you do it. We can see it in Skype actually when you click.
Oh, gee. No, you must be hearing things.
No, that's right. Keep denying it. That's the way out. Oh my gosh.
What else, man? Whatever.
You can hear him clicking. You can hear him say what he has to say, and then click the button real quick to cut it off.
Yeah, I'm not 91. You hear that? Quick, you hear? I'm not. Jesus, that's me testing my mute button. No, it's me. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and run down these stories because there's no way I'm doing a show hearing that all night. That's so fucking annoying hearing that in and out. No way I'm doing that. Shit, I guess I gotta do this much.
Can you hear anything now?
How was your week, Reach? You need a new headset. That's what I need.
No,
you need a new.
No, I already have a new headset.
Okay,
I'm wearing Beats,
one.
And I have a new freaking laptop that I'm using. Okay.
Well, it's not compatible or it's not set up correctly because it's not sounding well. Okay, if you want to know
what
that.
What do you hear? Do you hear?
We hear background noise.
I mean, hell, my eight. What do you hear? Rage. There's nothing.
This
when I tell
rage.
You, no, because no. I want you to listen to me for 5 seconds because there is literally shit on. There's nothing on in my room right now. I even turned off my fucking AC. So either you're trolling me,
five. We're not
or
trolling.
Or you really hear
back.
Something because there's shit in here. There's
oh
nothing in here.
Rage. We played the audio back. You heard it yourself. No one's trolling you. Ask the chat room. When you talk, we hear background noise. I'm not knocking your equipment. I'm just saying maybe it has not been set up correctly or it's not compatible. It's no use for you to start hawking up because it's not going to change anything. There is no debate. Your equipment does not sound on point tonight. All right? That's all there is to it. So you can raise your voice. You can get all upset. You can start hemming and hawing, hooping and hollering, whatever it is you want to do. It still doesn't sound right. There's still air blowing or something blowing in the background. There's a static in the background when you talk. Period. And when you mute your phone, it goes away.
I don't know what... Well, I have no idea what it is because there's nothing on. Vibrations from my laptop.
Whatever.
It's not too close to the mic. It's not too close to the mic at all, Rick. I'm telling you. It's not too close to the mic because the headphones are... The mic are on the cord to my Beats.
And like I said, I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not picking with you. I'm just saying everybody can hear it. I'm not trolling you. You would want to know this. I don't want you going back listening to the show. And then, what are you telling me this, Lee, that all this noise is in the background? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have your laptop sitting on top of something that's vibrating. I don't know. I'm letting you know because it's becoming an issue. As soon as we started.
You're hearing anything. You don't forget it.
Yeah, forget it. We'll fix it out. But if we can't fix it out,
I'm doing too much.
You're doing too much? What are you talking about? Because you're trying to get your equipment where it's supposed to be?
I'm trying. And obviously, I'm doing
too much.
You
know that
sounds
like you said that, right? That sounds like when you have a father. That's like when you're like, man, okay, you need to make sure that you're on time to pick your children up from school. You're late every time. Man, I'm doing too much already. You know what? Forget it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I mean, it's whatever. You know, it's, ain't nobody trying to knock you. It's like, you know, straight up, just chill out. You know what I'm saying? Just chill out, man. Every time somebody says something, you don't got to get all defensive.
Well, you know that's what the effect. Now it's not even the, well, you know the effect, what the effect Double A has on me.
Like that's between like you and Double A.
He's just
okay, that's between, you know what, you fuck with him, he fuck with you, I watched you both do it, so don't.
He fucks with me! He fucks with me! Did you hear the show tonight? He fucks with me! I didn't say shit to his ass, but no, he decides to fuck with me.
Did I take that tone with you?
I'm just telling you, he fucks with me.
Okay. How was your week, Reach?
My week was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, why don't you start sounding like it? What was fantastic about it, Reach?
Everything just went well. That's it. Everything just went well. I went Christmas shopping. I bought your mean ass a gift that should be arriving at your door any day now.
I know what Lee wants for Christmas.
You know what I want for Christmas? From you?
What?
Some damn respect. How about that? That's what I want. That's what I want.
Rage Z, we could have moved on, Rage.
Oh man, you know what, Rage? Rage, damn. You should have asked me for that about 3 weeks ago. They're sold out of that.
Oh, really? Ha, that's funny. Classic.
No, but Lee, for Christmas, I know what Lee wants for Christmas. He told me. We had a private conversation. He says he doesn't want anything else. He doesn't want anything from his wife. He doesn't want anything from his kids. He doesn't want anything except for one thing. For you to get a decent mic.
In 3, 2,
fuck off, Double
A. 1. I was a little early. Okay.
But like I said, I sent you a gift, and it should be arriving at your doorstep any day now.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Rage. It's very kind of you. Let's send us out to the chat room. We got Surfer the Corrector.
Burn it on the air next week.
If he burns this on the air next week, I'm quitting the show flat out.
Oh my god!
I put money into this kid. I put money into this kid. Double A? How come you ain't getting Lee anything for Christmas? You know him. You knew him longer than me. Where is his gift?
Wait, Reed. How do you know I didn't get anything from Double A? How do you know we didn't exchange already?
You didn't exchange? Did you?
Number one, it's not Christmas yet.
So, did you get him anything?
Who the hell exchanged? Listen, he ain't Jewish.
It doesn't matter.
And we're not celebrating Hanukkah.
We're not talking about now or late. We're talking about, did you get him anything? Point blank period. Yes or no? That's all I'm asking.
That's none of your business. What me and Lee talk about and do...
I take that as a no.
In the privates of our private, it's none of your business.
I'll take that as a no then. All right then.
Hey, Ray, let me ask you a question. How do you know I celebrate anything?
Exactly.
I don't know, but I still got your gift, so it doesn't matter if he doesn't celebrate or not.
I will say this, number one. I am a Jew, but I don't celebrate Hanukkah. I don't celebrate Jew. Christmas. And I look into Kwanzaa. I'll just leave it at that.
You celebrate Kwanzaa.
No, I said I look into Kwanzaa. I don't really celebrate it, anything like that. Okay. But I'm not one of the people like, I don't touch this. No, I mean, I just go along with the flow. I don't put on my way to the holidays. In the sense of, yeah. Can I talk to the chat for a second?
Go ahead, talk to the chat.
Okay, we got the Silver Surfer, the Corrector.
The Corrector. I got a bone to pick with Surfer, yo.
I'm not going to pick with Surfer this week. He's the first name to pop up in chat. That's why I'm mentioning him. I'm making my way down the list. I just call him that because Surfer is going to... He going to try so hard to correct... He can go out his way to correct you. To correct you if he feel as though that you gave out inaccurate information. Like, he gonna go out of his way. So no, keep Skype open. Keep your cell phone open. Make sure it's on vibrate, because he's
no,
gonna.
No, I'm not it. I'm. If he
he's gonna send you a Skype message. He's gonna send you a Facebook message. He's gonna let you know if you I want to say something, but I don't want to say it. Well, no, it's not anything smart to a server. I want to say something. I just don't want to. Okay. I want to say that. I want to say something. Anything that I don't want to say this. No, I'm gonna keep K-Fan. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go. All right, pass it.
No, say it. Say it.
Okay, I'll say this. I'll just go ahead and tell it. So there was a story that we reported on, and anybody with a tenth of a brain, a quarter of a brain, would listen to this story knew that this shit wasn't real. Like, the headline might have been like, wait a minute, let's see. But then after listening to it, everybody would have known, you know what I'm saying, that it wasn't real. Surfer made it a point to let us know that this shit wasn't real. So much so that while I'm reporting on the story, and we laughing and joking. And the reason why we did it, because it was funny. It was just funny. We had fun on the show. It was funny. Oh, the phone blew up. The Facebook blew up. The Skype blew up. You know it's not real, right? Links to Snopes.com. All this shit to make
streaming
sure.
Streaming in caps. It's fake.
In caps. Cat lock. It's exactly, Rage. It's FAAAKKK, capital F, F, no, capital FAAAKKKEEE. And, you know, he probably typoed that shit, so I'm pretty sure it was like FFFKKKAAAEEE. And so, and this has been going on. So, you posted something today on Facebook. And right before the show, I just happened to comment on it. And what type of reply do I get? Wrong in capital letters, right? Like, I give a shit. First off, what the fuck? Let me stop a surfer. I can't do it. But anyway, if it helps him sleep at night, I will suffer the wrong. Pass down. Will Morgan, Mr. Morgan, welcome, sir. Mr. Smiley. Josh E. Double A. Rick. Our buddy Rick. Nobody. And 5 anonymous users. I guess I need to get into the chat too. And we want to thank you. So we got like 17 listeners. 14 online. So let's see if we can maintain and build off of that. But, uh-oh. Here comes Skype message. Let's see. Maybe Bob is one of them. Bob. Are you listening, Bob? Bob. Bobby. Robert. Robbie. Okay, so, you know, I'm going down my little, you know how you're going on Skype and you see the little, your contacts on the side?
Yeah.
And, I'll just say this, Double A, I know what I'm talking about. I just saw one of my contacts and I miss Donnie. Double A.
Well, you know, you could always, you know, give him a ring. I don't mean the kind of the finger. You know, you could just plug him up one day and say, listen, why don't you come on and glad hand with me?
It would fit with the whole, with the Freaks and Geeks thing. I just don't think that it would be, see, when that happens, it would have to be, like, some type of other thing going on inside, because I don't think that Donnie would come on with my current situation. If you know what I mean.
No, I know.
And I'll say that, because I mean, and we, if we want, I mean, and it, you know, with next week, not next week, with the week after next being the what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, with me going to Philly and all, it would be perfect for us to do that. But, you know, I think we're on two different paths right now.
Yeah.
And I haven't talked to Donnie in a very long time. And Donnie, if you're listening, I love you and I miss you, Donnie. And I'm looking at your little avatar pick, and wow. We used to make magic together, Donnie.
Who's Donnie?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yep.
Don't you know that Lee used to tag it up with Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah. That's why you saw
Donnie
him.
Donnie Wahlberg? Really?
That's why you saw him in his drawers in The Sixth Sense, standing up. Mm. That movie wouldn't have been possible if he didn't shoot Bruce Willis. He's hanging tough now.
Can I say something to Surfer? So I listened to the first episode of the Jessica Jones review, right? And all I heard every time Surfer talked was his fucking static. I don't know if it was him or Jordan, but it was mostly coming from Surfer.
Wait a minute, Rage! You don't call the don't let it be a case of the pot calling the kettle, Rage.
I'm not, but it's like I love how Surfer talks all this shit about me, and he can't get his shit straight. And after hearing all the Y2J save us Y2J break the code shit in the background I heard earlier tonight, I don't want to hear shit from Surfer anymore. And by the way, another thing. So I was put in Facebook jail. I told you this story. Wait.
Yeah, you want to talk about that? Because I was about to talk about that, but
okay.
No, so you want me to do or you want to?
I'll do it. Because I've been really wanting to get this out. So I posted a video in our group page, Freaks and FBs group page. And the video was basically some dude who's into getting his dick and balls beaten by some chick.
And that was a week ago because we talked about it last week.
Yes.
That was a week ago. Next thing I know, I got reported for it. And then put in Facebook jail for 3 days. Couldn't post, couldn't do shit. So here's the thing.
Like, how do you know that? Just so everybody can follow, how do you know that you got reported for that particular video?
Yeah.
Because I should have screenshot it, but you know, when you get reported, they tell you, oh, it's against regulations, blah, 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 you got reported, but, you know, they won't tell you who reported you, they just tell you you got reported for it.
No warning, they just block you?
Yeah. They gave me a warning.
They turned the switch off.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like that. They don't like. Let me ask you this: this isn't the first time you haven't gotten flagged or whatever.
It's not the first time.
Okay, because I'm just saying. I mean, I would think that they would give a verbal warning before they just straight block somebody for 3 days. But I could be wrong.
No, they straight up blocked me.
Well, because you've gotten a warning in the past.
That's what I'm saying. So because you've gotten a warning in the past, that's why.
Yeah, but this is different. This is what aggravates me about this one is coming from our group page.
Okay,
I understand that. What I'm saying to you, I just wanted to say so. Prior to this happening, you have gotten reported before.
I've gotten reported before.
And when you got reported before, they didn't just straight out block you for however long you say they block you.
They give you a warning.
Okay.
And then next time you do it, you're blocked.
So I'm going to best explain this, how Facebook works, because I know a little bit about this.
I knew what it was. I wanted him to say it.
No, but it's but let me better explain it, because I deal with this type of issues with Facebook on a different end, on the promotional side. So that would, you know, when I promote the network and I, you know, get shows out and this and that, there's been times where Facebook will tell me, you know, I'm doing this too much, or I'm, you know, whatever the case is, you know.
Rage, mute your phone, Rage.
Mm-hmm. Where I'm doing this too much, and what they'll do is they'll send me a message saying, you know what, hey, you're doing this too many times. You know, if you keep doing it, you know, we're gonna have to suspend you or block or whatever the case may be. And you know, being me, you know, sometimes I just ignore certain things.
Like advertising, like if you start advertising,
the show and things like that, and then. You know, lo and behold, I said, okay, I'll cool down a little bit, but when I get back to, you know, because sometimes we have some heavy weeks that, you know, I want to get a lot of stuff out, and it's not that I got flagged by somebody per se, it's just that the system automatically picked up on my activity.
And yeah, I had it happen to somebody before. Yeah, it does. And it looks at you as a business page. You're doing business on a personal page.
Right, and it'll automatically shut you off. So, in a situation like this, with Rage, I don't necessarily...
Wait a minute, question. Isn't that how you ended up on the current page you're on now?
Yes. But it's different. I've been reported for different things, but I got...
They converted you.
They converted me to a business page because I guess we were trying to do some fundraising or something. They misconstrued it the wrong way, and the next day they converted it into a business page. But that's done and over with. That's already a long time ago. But my point is that you don't necessarily have to be reported for the system to take its own action.
Yeah, but you know what? I think he was reported.
No, I think the system took its own action. But it doesn't matter.
Telling you, somebody got pissed off at Rage or thought it was funny, and they reported.
Pissed off at Rage? That doesn't sound like it's possible.
I will say this, too, though. I will say this, in line with what you said, though. I will say this. I will say that if they had to talk to somebody in the past, I believe they probably... will watch them a little bit closer.
Of course.
So because he did get flagged before.
Of course.
They're going to monitor him. The only thing I don't understand is that there are things that I felt like, me personally.
Yes.
That you would think he would have got flagged for that he didn't.
Yes. The thing is, they're very... I think the misconception that, you know, the young one has is that because it's in a group page, he's immune. And you're not. You're still on Facebook.
You know what I think the problem is with a lot of people? And this goes with people from that ranges from having driver's license and everything else. Even people who have driver's license, credit cards, I'll lump it all in there. And maybe it's just American culture. I don't know. Maybe this happens in other cultures and places too. People look at it like it's their right to do certain things and not realizing that it's a privilege.
Yep.
So Facebook is a privilege. You can't do what you want to do, say what you want to do, say. People feel comfortable when they say, oh, this is my page, I can do it. No, it's not your page.
It's Facebook.
All this stuff belongs to Facebook. As a matter of fact, anything you put on there becomes their property. That's all part of their little thing when you sign up. So when you post the pictures of yourself and you do all these crazy things, you want a gun deleted, Facebook can use it for advertising and all this other stuff, unless they've recently changed that within the last, I don't know, couple of months.
I don't know. In all the years I've been on Facebook, we've been on Facebook 7 years, and you know, I've seen everything, and I just, you know, in today's social climate, I would think that you should be very careful in what you post on Facebook, because, you know, you could be showing the door at the drop of a dime.
Especially if you have an open, and that's one of the reasons why, like, I don't put certain things on my page. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people here who, like, people have seen me, people have, they met me and all that stuff, I'm fine. It's just, the reason why I don't put certain things out is because, just for business purposes, like, I would never have something open where somebody could come in and just, like, because jobs will straight up, you got to keep your stuff on lock, because mm-hmm. jobs will straight up, they will search you, they'll look at your Instagram, your mm-hmm. Facebook, your Twitter, all this stuff, they'll look yep. at it.
And when I've said this already before, that there are some states putting into law that it's okay for for an employer to look at your social media accounts and use that as a as a reason for either hiring and depending on the circumstances, even firing.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, people like straight up, like, I mean, in the past, it's people who don't know that I've seen. You can learn stuff about people.
Oh, absolutely. From there. Absolutely.
I'll be lying if I tell you I didn't. The asshole at the job or whatever else is going on. Just, oh, go on to Facebook or somewhere, put their name in. Oh, really? Okay. Yep. Not beyond. So the whole thing with that, Ed, be careful what you put on social media. That's the whole thing I try to tell, because years from now, it may be stuff you don't want nobody to see. And you know Facebook keeps track of that, because they even do this thing now where it's with the timeline. Mm-hmm. This is what you did 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, however long it's been. So Yeah, that stuff don't belong to you. People do it with credit cards all the time. It's not your money. You're borrowing that money. It's not yours.
Right.
Same thing with the driver's license. I don't know if it says it now on driver's license, and if it says it in every state, but in the ones in Maryland back in the day, it said, this is a privilege.
I don't know if Florida ever said that.
I don't know where mine at, but let me see. But yeah, I was going to straight up say that. Like, this is a privilege, and you can't.
But yeah, you know, but some people just don't learn.
So I hope one day, you know what I'm saying? I hope this is a lesson learned, because otherwise you got to get, look, it wasn't just raised. They did this to some other people where they make him use, I don't know how they did it, but he got pissed when they made him use government name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
But I want to go ahead and talk real quick.
Because you know why? And I've done this myself too. I've tried, you know, for those of you that are on my Facebook page, the AA's Facebook page, not the Ranium Radio one, I've had to surreptitiously make like a name that the system wouldn't recognize as a fake name, for, you know, and because if I put in just AA, they don't let you do it. They say that, and if I put in just, for example, if I put the word double in for the first, they know right away that there's the likelihood of somebody being called double for the first name, slim to none.
Back in the day, you'd get away with it. Now, yeah.
Now there's too many filters on now.
Too many filters. And part of the reason, because the government has acquired, like, this is all, and this ain't conspiracy theory stuff. Zuckerberg, they already have made it clear that Facebook is used for surveillance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they use all that stuff. It's no different. That's why they have I remember years ago when they were doing that thing, Places, and people were getting robbed and all this other stuff because they were straight up on vacation, potent sisters, and right now we're in this place, and they have their address, phone number, and I can't believe some people actually do that, for one. There are a lot of people who do that. Like, they put all the information on there, their address, their phone number, where they are. I mean...
Yeah, anybody that fills out the profile, because the profile goes into detail to... I could be wrong. Or maybe I'm thinking it's the iPhone. That it goes down to even putting in your blood type.
Oh, I never saw that on Facebook. But
I don't know if it's on Facebook, but I know that... I think then it might be on the iPhone. The iPhone, you know, like... Okay, if you lose your phone, you lose your phone. But you can also put in your personal information in your phone in case something happens. But when I say that it's detailed, you can put in everything in the personal information for your phone. So if anybody gets that, I got a security password on my phone, and that everybody should, by the way. But if you lose your phone and you don't have a password, anybody can get into your phone and look at all your garbage, look at everything, including whatever your personal information might be, your address, your phone number, your this, your that. I guess blood type is important now, so you put in your...
See, that's a bit much. They don't need to know all that shit. I'll say I agree. You need to get that because nobody should be able to go on your phone. But also keep in mind, this is another thing too. If you have young children, make sure that they know how to get into your phone in case of an emergency. Because it wasn't like it was when we grew up and they could just dial. You just pick up the phone, dial 911.
No, of course not.
They need to know the passcodes. They need to know how to call out. They need to know how to work your phone in case it's an emergency. Your ass fall over from eating all them burgers. You got the chest pains.
Listen, if that ever happens, Lee. Let me see here. I'll tell you what it tells us. Okay, medical ID. Okay.
So you're saying they have a medical ID on your phone?
They have a medical ID. So you put down your medical conditions, your notes, your allergies, your reactions, your medications, emergency contact, blood type, organ donor, weight, height. It's just like it's detailed that you can input all this information on your phone. But the problem is it's not a matter of putting that information in your phone. It's just that stuff now is floating out in the universe.
Can be stolen, but my question for you is this. Can people access that? I know the purpose of what they say, what it's for. Can a person access that if you have a block on your phone?
They shouldn't be able to.
If you go somewhere or if anybody goes somewhere and they pass out and the ambulance, paramedics come, I'm guessing somebody somewhere will think, let's check their phone for this information.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me play around here. Emergency. Yeah, you hit emergency on the phone, and you click the medical ID button, and I guess whatever is... Yeah, there's my... It says, yeah, my date of birth comes up, but the rest of the information isn't filled out.
Well, shit. Okay, all right, iPhone.
Yeah, look at that. And this is not even a new iPhone. So... Say, just be careful, folks, you know, because you never know what kind of crap is going on. But also, to go back to the Facebook thing, now that they've had more than one warning, which, if I'm not mistaken, this is number 3 in a series.
I don't know. Rage is the 3rd time you've been blocked?
Second. Smartass, it's 2nd.
I don't know. All of a sudden, is it me or did the noise?
He
clear
said
up?
3rd in the series.
It did. I had said 3rd in the series, and I also said that the noise cleared up.
It did.
Mysteriously, exactly.
Cut what off? Because there's nothing on.
Yeah, the noise just cleared up on its own.
Rage, you sound 100% better.
First of all, number one, my laptop for some reason just died on me, which means I had to switch to my phone. Second of all, there's nothing on in my room. Absolutely.
Okay, Rage, you know what, Dan? This is what I suggest. I would prefer if you would use your phone every week.
There you go.
What do you think I have been using since I didn't have a laptop, a working one?
Okay, because this brand new laptop and brand new Beats and all stuff you said you purchased?
So
I'm not working, buddy. Because it sounds, yeah, bad. It sounds like the TV station closed up shop for the night. They played the national anthem and snow.
It's an AM station.
And all I heard was snow. You know, when I hear you on there, I think about...
He doesn't know anything about that, Lee.
He don't know about that.
How do you know what the hell I know about?
You don't know anything about that.
Do you know who the rapper...
How do you know what the hell I know?
Do you know
I wish you would stop thinking that I know that I don't know okay, this and
then,
I don't know that.
Then what
shit,
is... Then what
you
is,
don't know me?
Then what is a sign-off, Rage?
A sign-off? Some message that they give to tell you that they're going off the air.
Catch a question?
Some message or notice they tell you that they're going off the air.
Who sang the rap song? Who sang the... In the next 20 seconds, tell me this. No, 15 seconds. Rap artist performed the song Informer? Came out in the 90s.
Don't know that.
No?
No.
Okay, you didn't know mine then. You don't know it? Informer
no,
by the rapper called Snow?
I don't know who Snow is.
Sound like he was on your call earlier. You don't know who Snow is?
No.
I don't know how you don't know who Snow is, buddy. 1992, Snow!
I don't know who Snow is. I was born in 93.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, you know, I'm a stuff from before. Wait a minute, let me see something. Let's see if we can get over this snow up in here real quick. You ever seen the movie called Powder?
Yeah, I have.
Hey, yo, what's going on, yo? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Informant. You know, say that I'm a slow, me, I go glam. I'll keep on bum bam. Take the man that says, say that I'm a slow, me, slam somewhere down the lane. I'll keep on bum bam. Informer. You know, say that I'm a slow, me, I go glam. I'll keep on bum bam. Take the man that says, say that I'm a slow, me, slam somewhere down the lane. I'll keep on bum bam. He said, I'm gonna call me
now. Oh, yeah. Oh, Snow. You don't remember Snow Rage?
I don't know who Snow is.
Snow was a white dude who sang reggae music. Well, he was a reggae rapper, and that was his hit Informer.
Very interesting.
So that's what I thought about when I heard all that snow.
What snow?
It's gone now. I need to talk about. All right, so I want to move into this next part. I want to talk about how you know, met somebody, and Brady, this may not apply to you, but if it does, tell me. So you ever seen somebody and like you'll see a female, she's real, 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 real pretty, but as soon as she opens her mouth,
yeah,
double A, no, double A, no way I'm going with this. So you have Rage?
Yeah, you, I have. You,
okay, because there was somebody who back in the day I thought even back when I saw Mo Money, even before Mo Money, back when I saw Moving with Richard Pryor. Was the first time I saw this individual, and I was like, "Wow, she is so pretty." But lately, the stuff that's been coming out her mouth, I need her ass to take several seats.
And that would be who?
Stacey Dash.
Right. I told you. I fucking told you.
Can we listen to what Stacey Dash said, Reed?
Don't say anything.
Go ahead.
Right. It's ridiculous. And his speech was an epic fail. It was like when you have to go to a dinner with your parents, but you have a party to go to afterwards. That's what it felt like. He was just trying to get through it because he wanted to go to this event afterwards. You know, I did not feel better. I didn't feel any passion from him, like you said, Andrea. Mm-hmm. I felt like he could give a he could care less. He could care less.
So
and here we have 14 people dead. Today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, mm-hmm. Okay? His speech should have had a lot more passion.
Okay, so I want to say that I don't do politics, so don't look for me to be on the Republican, Democrat side, whatever. I don't fuck with any of that shit. I think it's all the same. I respect everybody else who has their opinions about or passionate about whatever it is they're passionate about. My whole point with Stacey Dash is the fact that she would collaborate with the enemy. I can't stand fucking Fox News.
she's an Uncle Tom.
Because I personally feel like Fox News is racist. We even played the thing last week with the whole thing. The dude, you get all these black people on this show, and they feel like they're safe and they're immune.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's nobody else to pick with at the moment, they get turned and they get reminded just how black they are. Like the lady last week, what was she doing? She was like baking some type of holiday treat. No, for Thanksgiving. With her daughter, and the guy was like, "You gonna make some Kool-Aid?"
Wow.
he was like, "Do you make Kool-Aid?" And she's like, "Well, and she's one of them black ladies who tried so hard that she had the Oprah Winfrey, Gail King voice. You know how they all had that same voice? Because they tried so hard. And she's like, "Well, actually, no, I didn't do Kool-Aid." And I'm like, "Gotcha ass." But anyway, so yeah, Stacey Dash, you collaborate with the enemy, and they suspended your ass. Whatever they did.
Wait a minute. Whoa. She had a job with fucking Fox News?
Yeah. She was a commentator. She was a commentator.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They suspended her ass. Now, I will say this. I don't think them suspending her was a racist move. Because the guy Peters, he straight up said pussy on air.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, I've seen people, Geraldo and other people have slipped and said some stuff. I mean, I've heard some people say, and nothing's happened. You know what I'm saying? But her, I think she was sacrificed too, in the sense of like, it was like, okay, you know, we aren't, her and Peters, it was like, you can't say that we just fuck with one of them because, you know, we got the other one. But they were so outraged and livid at what's going on. And I'm like, Stacey is pretty, but she's just not relevant. I don't know how. I just don't get it.
I mean, hey, it happens, right? Here's Shepard Smith.
Song Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news. And the G-Block, as Fox reports this Monday, November the 4th, 2002. And still ahead.
There you go.
See, and that's the thing. And see, her saying shit, almost saying shit, ain't nothing can play at this motherfucker talking about motherfuckers getting blowjobs. But with him, Double A playing that, it's something I need to hear. Because I need a laugh tonight, because I've been going through some shit lately.
What?
Double A, please tell me you have some meltdowns.
I'm sure I can find something.
The one most famous one, which I don't know you had, well, for me anyway, was that one. Who's the guy opposite your guy, Reach?
Opposite Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
No, he's opposite John Stewart, right?
Okay, yeah.
So Bill O'Reilly had a meltdown some years ago where, like, they wanted him to do, he had to, like, he was ready to do a take.
He was on Inside Edition.
That was it, and he fucking lost it.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video.
What is? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Oh.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Oh my gosh.
That fucking... I'm gonna tell you growing up, who I loved, used to have meltdowns growing up. And it's something that I don't even know if they have footage of this. I would have to look for it. Maybe I'll find it for next week or something. But John McEnroe used to have epic fucking meltdowns on that.
Oh, my God. That's why I love John McEnroe.
Oh, I love his. He would flip the fuck out on that tennis court.
You want a meltdown like a... like, it's so funny you brought this up. I'm about to send you this one. Oh, like, listen. Wait, hold on. But, yeah, this is the one from the local... NBC affiliate. Give me a second. I'm gonna look and get it up.
From where you live?
Yeah.
That and who else? Christian Bale had one on the set of, I don't know, was Batman or something. He had one, but these people with these straight up, you know what I want to hear? And I know a storyline. I want to hear Vince McMahon, like a straight up real Vince McMahon backstage meeting meltdown. None of that shit he does for Raw, because then he might add a little extra. I want to hear authentic, real, legit fucking meltdown from him.
Yeah, like when he got pissed off at the blood from Hell in a Cell, that kind of shit.
I want to hear him in the microphone.
This one's
I want to hear him back when he was in Foley's microphone. I want to hear that. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that. And he was in his headset, and he's like, "Dad, I want to hear all that shit that these guys report. I want to hear that. I want to hear Stephanie's meltdowns. I want to hear meltdowns like." When people are just fucking livid. Like, that's why people love Jim Cornette. I don't care. Jim Cornette could be wrong as two left feet, but he will go off on these meltdowns where it looks like his life is about to be over.
Play that.
First off, give some backstory to this. What is this?
Oh, I've seen
so
this
is a few years ago, and the Sue Simmons from News Channel from NBC4 New York, basically, she let one loose on the air, live on the air, and apologized for it. So,
is it a meltdown or is just her just slipping?
We'll tell you how to get the most. The fuck are you doing?
I remember that.
We need to acknowledge an unfortunate mistake that I made, and one of the teases we bring to you before this program. While we were live, just after 10 o'clock, I said a word that many people find offensive. I'm truly sorry. It was a mistake on my part, and I sincerely apologize.
Can we get the Sue Simmons drop when she said that and keep that permanently?
Oh, wait,
part of
I,
our
I got Lee, I got a good one, though. Hold on.
I remember which that happened.
Lee, but this is a good one though. This right here is a real good one. It's a classic.
There's nobody on overtime. There's nobody working on the weekend.
Let me set it up, though. This is a live news report about a story about some apartment building with some elevator problems. The reporter is on the scene interviewing people that are in this building.
There's a lot that could be done to have this done a lot sooner. Steve? I'm here every day.
Well, she lives on the first floor, and so, I mean, I don't see...
I care about my other neighbors.
Well, I mean, it's scheduled. It's a contracted job. We don't tell the elevator company when to work their people. They submit a schedule to us. They said they could do the elevator in 6 weeks. So all we're trying to hold them to is meeting their deadline. As far as working, doing elevator repairs 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I don't see that as being a typical process. Nor do I. Is it a typical process?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. That's what. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What'd you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
Well, I don't
Here's
know.
Here's Erna Bildermillo.
Hey, good morning, Jim. We are live.
There you go.
Wow. He lost his mind. You know, do you know there's what is his name? Michael Cera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he had a meltdown. He had a meltdown, and I don't know if he started using profanity or whatever, but he started having a moment where he needed to be, they want him to calm down, and he didn't want to calm down, and I don't know. Tell me what you think. Yeah.
And it's been going on for a long time, and it's not one person, it's everyone.
There's got to come down. Mm-hmm. We have a lot to do.
I'm not going to come, okay? Behavioral issues are the least of my fucking problems. Okay? Say it. Say it to me. Say it to me. What? You say it.
No, we get it. We get it.
And what is it? Say in English.
Okay.
Say in English.
But ¿qué dices tú?
Chewy, I need to hear it. I need to hear it to understand.
Is he still not opening a sandwich or something?
Okay, what is it, Chewy?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What is the problem?
He thinks you're great.
Yes. That's what he said.
I respect you people. I respect the crew. I respect you, Max. But you're amateurs. 100% of the crew is amateurs, and if this movie's worth watching, it'll be a fucking miracle. Because it'll be the first time in history that a movie made by amateurs was any good at all. And my heart's in it, and you guys step on my heart every day. You know? And they're calling me, and I don't know what to tell them. And I respect the crew. And I see it on the call sheet every day.
Oh, my God.
The funny little trivia things about what I say and all that.
I don't necessarily.
And it's not funny.
You know what? I don't know if this. I don't. I don't know if I'm buying into this one.
I know I can't take him serious. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying into that one.
He keeps it real.
You think that's him, Rage? For real?
Yes, sir. He keeps it real.
Apparently, this was on the set of a movie he was doing. But I mean, I don't know what it is. Meltdowns just do it for me.
You've definitely seen the meltdown of the weatherman and the cockroach, right?
That was on Tosh.0, oh, yeah.
That guy's a reporter in Palm Beach County here.
Of course. You got it.
Daytona Beach, the Cape Canaveral area of Vero Beach will be getting handled.
I am so sorry, Bill. Oh, my God! This is what just happened. That thing was crawling on my leg. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh no! Right at the wall for me.
There you go.
I'm a lead edit that. You know, it's now I want to talk about people who you know, there are some people who I know have meltdowns, but we probably never saw it. Like, for example, plus we, you know, John Cena, you know, I'm sure he's had one. You'll never hear about it till later. Michael Jackson, I'm sure he's had. As a matter of fact, if you saw This Is It, you saw he was on the, if them cameras wasn't rolling, I'm convinced his fucking voice would have got deep. He'd be like, "This is, no, you're not listening. Listen to me. It's all in love. It's all in love. Look, it's all in love. We're gonna do it one more time. Okay, hit it.
It has to simmer.
No, listen, that's what he said. It has to simmer. I have to feel. It's all. And he started clapping. Once he started clapping, it's all in the. It's all. Get the asses out of here. I can see that happen.
Then he goes. He goes Joe Jackson on them.
Go Joe Jackson, because according to Black Dynamite, none of that shit really happened. It was reversed. Michael Jackson was the one doing all that shit. Joe Jackson was covering for him. And Michael Jackson was beating on the rest of the family members. I'm gonna tell you who I don't think ever had a meltdown. I think they just gave that look like the upset parent and got their way that way. Prince. I don't think Prince ever had a meltdown. I think Prince gave that look. And you were dismissed based off of a look, off of that gaze.
Yeah, I would go with that.
like for example, somebody's doing some shit. He's like, "I don't want this anymore. Remove them." Like that. Like that's how Prince would do it. I want to hear fucking. You know what? Can we get a Joe Pesci meltdown?
Yeah, yes, sure. Of course we can. Hold on. Let me.
Because Joe Pesci has the perfect blend of voice and.
Yeah. Of course.
Charisma and...
I gave myself... Doubt? I don't...
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
What people?
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't order you or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours, it's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your fucking casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows. And what Ooh. The fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I gotta be able to hang around the casino. You understand that. You know that. Come on.
Ass. You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. That way I have a forum. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't fuck around with me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right.
You're making
yeah.
a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in the situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me. I mean, every time I meet somebody here, the big question is, do I know you?
Oh, sure. And now you want to blame your fucking license on me.
No, Nicky, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
Back
do you
up,
remember
back
what
up
I told
fucking
you?
Minute here. 1 minute. I asked you, when the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, you. Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you. You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you, personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. Then where you gonna go? You fucking don't ever go over my fucking head again. You motherfucker, you.
There you go.
Motherfucker, you. Oh now, my gosh, I'm done. Wait a minute. I could listen to that. I could listen to that every day, twice a day.
But do you want to hear the censored version?
Is it going to be just... See, you're going to play the censored version after you play the uncensored one?
Why not?
Well, there's going to be a lot of beat.
I don't know. I don't know how this sounds, but this was censored for television.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Where do you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
What people?
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your lousy heat? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fighting army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't order you or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own freaking town?
Yeah, I said, let the stuff blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my act. It's not yours, it's my act.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but what? You only have your lousy casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fancy country clubs or your TV shows. And what the heck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get
this
calls
sucks.
From back home every single day. They think you went batso.
Only on TV because...
Fuck this.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what? They chopped that shit up so fucking much. They put that shit in a wok.
Yeah.
And gosh.
I don't like that.
But let me tell you something, though. Nikki or Joe Pesci had some of the best meltdowns. He had multiple meltdowns in that movie.
Play him! Where are they?
Okay,
I need some
all right. Okay, here we go. Here's another one.
Want something to drink? Charlie, you want a refill?
Yeah, refill would be great.
No, I don't want to. Hey, Mr. Clark, how you doing?
Where's my fucking money?
I'm trying to reach you. You're tougher to get than the president.
Well, I've been busy.
Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone calls, though.
Listen, Nikki. We talked about this. And I explained to you that there was the possibility you might have to take some kind of loss.
Yeah. I think I want my money back.
What are you going to do, strong arm me?
You know, I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank and walk in and see you. And if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody in the bank. Just about coming out of jail. Hopefully, you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your fucking head open again. Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck about jail. That's my business. That's what I do. And we know what you do, don't we, Charlie? You fuck people out of money and get away with it.
You can't talk to me like
hey,
that.
You fat Irish prick. You put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
Sam.
Never mind. Fucking Sam, this is personal. I'll be there in the morning. You can fucking try me, fatso. You fucking try me.
There you go.
I love Joe Pesci.
Before we move on, and I don't know if Rage got another one, but this is the one that I use on Rage often. Even when we just talking one on one, I've used this one on Rage before.
Sir, I ain't seen in a couple days. What's been happening? Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it, man.
What do you want from me, man?
Nothing. Came to see if you was alive. See how you been doing.
Well, I ain't talk to nobody,
I know. Cool. Always will be. I just came to see what's up.
Let me tell you something, B. I'm only playing your fucking game because there ain't shit else to do. But don't you ever pull a gun on me again in your life.
Well, I hope I won't have to.
Yeah, we all go down if you do, because we all crew. Just try me if you think I'm bullshit.
This is the part where I go off on Rage.
Look at this. The brother finally decides to stand up like a man and throw down. Too bad Raheem had to die first, huh? It's over. Everything starts from now. We all go down unless we stay together. Ain't no one man above the crew. You know that shit. Crazy, man. You know what? When you said that last time, I was kind of tripping, right? But now, you right. I am crazy. But you know what else? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about Steel. And I don't give a fuck about Raheem either. I don't give a fuck about myself. Look, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit.
And you less of a man than me, so as soon as I decided you ain't gonna be shit, pow. So be it. You remember that, motherfucker. Because I'm the one y'all need to be worried about. Partner.
As soon as I say that shit to Rage, he shut right up.
No. I ain't scared of your fucking ass.
He get right in line.
Even then, I ain't scared of your fucking ass.
We all know I'm the bishop to your steel.
Yeah.
We all know that you're Sam's.
I'm not fucking scared of you.
We got audio of Rage having a meltdown, though. You know, because after we get on his ass a lot for being a dumbass, he cries.
I'm not a fucking dumbass. Call me a dumbass. I'm not a fucking dumbass.
He says stuff like this.
I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
All right.
Fucking smarter than you people think. I'm not scared of you. What
do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you people.
What do you mean? I wish I had that from Florida Evans. Remember when that dude came in there? What do you mean, you people? That was funny. Oh my gosh. Tony C told me today about, he was like, your episode of Good Times on Lee. Hey, Double A, remember that episode?
Which episode is that?
He was talking about the one where James Evans was putting the belt back on and the little dude was rubbing his ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But remember that episode where the dude came over to talk to him about something? I forget what it was. And they gave him something to drink, and he took his finger and wiped around the top of the glass in front of him.
Yeah.
And the funny part was when they showed that scene, right? The camera zoomed in. The camera zoomed in so you can see him wiping his finger around that glass. I was done. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people. I want to give a shout out to one of my good friends, Catalog, supporter of the show. And I also want to give a shout out to, I know we've done it, I think we did it a couple of weeks ago, but I want to do it again. Stretch, Steeler Nation, shout out to him, Mr. Jackson, Freaks and Effing Geeks group page, Terrell's Championship Karate, and I want to give a shout out. See, who? That's how you never know how things are going to turn. Because if this was like what about 2 months ago, you probably would have heard me say something different about this person. But I want to give a shout out to Chris Nixon. I want to. Don't I, Reach?
No, you don't.
Why don't I? Nixon has been contributing. Has he double?
Yes, he has. I'll say that he's been contributing hard to this show.
And he's been playing nice.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been condescending. He hasn't been talking down to anybody. He's come along. Nixon has come. I'm certain Nixon has been contributing. He even took it upon himself to start categorizing shit. So when we go to use it for the show, hashtag and all types of shit, that he's been a team player, Rage. He's been getting shit together and he ain't even on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I said you jealous of Nixon. That's what it sounds
like. I'm not jealous. I ain't jealous of him.
I'm trying to give Nixon a shout out.
You're jelly.
Ain't nobody fucking jealous.
We gonna call you jelly.
And I ain't fucking jealous. Ain't nobody jealous.
That's appropriate.
Ain't nobody fucking. You know what?
What kind, Lee?
You have been cracking fat jokes on me for the fucking longest. Your ass ain't skinny at all. Who the fuck are you calling fat?
Oh my god, you two, here you go again.
Man, who the fuck is Double A calling fat? You ain't skinny?
He ain't say nothing about your weight, Reed.
Fucking.
Last week you said the same thing when you were talking about that guy on the pull-up bar. Just chill out, dude. He called you jelly because it's short for jealous. Chill out.
Ain't nobody jealous. Who am I going to be jealous of?
Chris Nixon.
I ain't jealous of Nixon.
You afraid he gonna take your spot on the show?
No the fuck I ain't.
Almost got Nixon tonight.
Freaks and Effing Geeks is gonna be coast to coast in the new year, probably.
Coast to coast. Like Space Ghost coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be me and Chris Nixon. Okay. You know why that would work? Because my last person I co-hosted with we couldn't get the time differences going on. Oh, man, what an awesome dude. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Those were the days. I felt like, you know what I felt like as soon as I thought about that? All in the Family theme song.
Yeah. Those were the days, Lee.
We got to do one and put figure out how to take those words out and put in the Ringside Report somehow, some way, because those were the days. Those Friday nights. Man, I tell you, going to ROH, I was living the life back then.
Maybe we'll close the show with.
You know what the thing is, though? I need to... That's... appreciating where you are. Appreciating right where you are. I don't want to get all, like, philosophical, spiritual on the call, but... Because growing up, you just took those things for granted. You didn't think they were going anywhere.
No.
The TV shows, the things that were out back then. It was just like, this is life, and I'm doing it. And then you look back, you're like, damn, all that shit is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even do... Do they even do credits to shows now?
No.
Why are they doing credits to a show? They're advertising the next one.
Yeah. They do what... they're like... they are... there's a term for it. But they compress the credits now, so they're like... unreadable, number one. But if you go and you... I think
did they speed through that shit?
And they speed through it. But I think as a television show, they're obligated to produce their own credits for like when they... Okay, for example... New shows that are on TV now that don't air credits will have credits on the DVD to their theme song if they have one. I think that's because they're obligated by the production company to produce a show that from beginning to end is a full television show, and it's the network that goes in later on and does all that editing and crap later on. But you know what I hate is that... you know, we grew up, okay, in a time where they didn't edit TV shows, they didn't cut scenes out for more time for commercials and all that crap. They aired things as is. They aired the full closing theme and all that nonsense. There's only a couple of channels that do that now, but if you go and you watch something, let's say on Nickelodeon, no, forget it. Forget it. All that stuff is gone now.
They changed it, though.
They changed it. There's no, you know, like, okay, you remember that there was a time with when the TV shows had two versions of the intro song. They had the short version and they had the long version.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a big deal when the long version was played. Like for Full House, they had the long version that never should they never showed on TV, but once in a while they did.
Oh yeah, you played the, and then sometimes I hate it when they switch stuff out and. Like sometimes, like they switched out the and they switched out the like sometimes you would hear the Saved by the Bell song and the person singing it didn't sound like normal,
right?
But you know what we got to do? We got to we got to take a quick break because I got to run. I've got to run to the Bloody Lou. And once we come back from break, we're going to blitz this news. We're gonna go right into this news and we're gonna get it all covered within 20 minutes. We're gonna go right into this shit hard and heavy. Hot, hard, and heavy. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Freaks and Effing Geeks.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten with the girl of drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible,
clean, not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative. For the woman, a master. Mother queen's rise in the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Woo. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. Yeah. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
Right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real. I reminisce so you never forget this. Today's a way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet? In front of Big Lou's fighting in the street. But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky songs as I rock on. And that word is born. I'm not playing, everybody. Just pull it. This song we dedicate to the one and only. Another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy. It's like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Seal Smooth for 92. And we out. Later, later.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 42 of Freaks and F and Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage, and the founder of Randy M Radio, Double A The Rant. So, before we jump into this news, I know we said we can go right to it. I was going through and just surveying, like, what we had to cover. And I noticed a lot of stuff was, well, first we had one question from Nixon. He had a question, show question, and I forgot, I missed, so we will address that. But also, I noticed a lot of stuff had to do with churches. And it was one that, this is 50 seconds long, and I want to play what this lady said, and this is something that this lady is saying. I guess she's preaching, or she's exhorting, or she's singing. But listen to the words this lady says while she's praying.
Let's
see if it'll play.
You posted in the...
Did it go? Did it go?
Not
oh, you know what? Hold on, double F. Hold on, double F. My fault. Get back. So sorry.
Wow.
There's an echo now.
I hear myself. Through Rage's thing.
What am I doing?
All right, now it's better.
Is the best day.
Yes.
that ever happened to me.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes,
is the best thing that ever happened to me. More than a 3-hour orgasm.
Yes.
Jesus, that leaves me with herpes and that left me with HIV, that left me with AIDS. Left me with syphilis 3. Yeah, like with the crust crust up like cornbread, and you got to get shots in your vagina every 3 weeks. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus.
All right.
Wait, so what is she saying?
Go ahead, Double. Go ahead.
Why, you know?
Well, God gave her AIDS.
I was, you know, I'm a.
Did you hear that before? Did you hear it before you played it?
No, I did not. And okay. You know, I'm a. You know, I grew up going to Catholic school and things like that, and you know, I. If I ever heard that ever, I honestly don't know what I would do. I remember the closest I've ever come to that, ever, was a 7-year-old threw a tantrum one day during a service, and in the middle of the thing, he told his mom or his sister, "I don't love you," or something close to that, and it kind of like everybody stopped.
That was the worst church outburst. Okay, well, I'll say this: I went to different schools. Private schools,
yeah.
So and but see, I grew up in the black church. So I will tell you, sometimes the testimonies can be it's really emotional. Pastor, I'll tell you that anybody who's in the chat knows really, you know, really can be really emotional, and a lot of people can share some personal things, but not that personal.
That is just
you talking about getting syphilis and is crusting up between her legs like cornbread, and gotta get shots 3 times a week and.
That is fucking nasty. Oh,
and she said a 3-hour orgasm and all this other stuff. You know, 3-hour orgasm led to her getting. And it came out of nowhere. Like, it was this melodic melody that's like this. Mm-hmm. And then she's out of nowhere. It's like, yeah, syphilis 3. It's crusting up. Like, I'm like, what the? So I noticed that one. And then on top of that, I noticed there was one, which I can't. I mean, there's nothing to play. Everybody would have to see it. There's nothing to play.
I know what you're talking about. The next one.
Which one am I talking about?
The woman having a spasm.
Oh my god! No, this what? What?
She looked like she was trying to take off and fly.
No, this is
She was doing the funky chicken or something.
You know what? We got to do something because. This news is coming in. Double A mentioned this last week on the day. The news this week has come in so fast, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I just saw a whole bunch of stuff on the thing that I, you know, that it's just, it's really, it's a lot. I don't know what you guys are going over, but at least the videos and stuff that are in the group page is not as bad as they were the week before.
The videos aren't bad. I saw another church where they were like doing, they had the mothers, the ushers doing the nay-nay and the fake leg and the whip.
Yeah, but that's just fun stuff, you know?
That's fun stuff, but, I mean, you got to realize, in the black church, you don't do that stuff. I mean, but they don't bring that stuff in.
But, like, the video of this Herman posted, of this fat guy smacking his crotch. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, they dig deep to find this stuff. Yeah. And even, even these stories, like, father and son stole $41,000 worth of chicken wings from employer.
I saw that.
I found that shit, yeah.
In New York. It happened in New York. Authorities say a father and son stole more than $40,000 worth of chicken wings from a New York restaurant where they worked and sold them out of on the street. Wait. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing myself through your phone.
Yeah, what's up? You hear me?
I hear you. I hear myself through your phone. Do you have the feed playing in the background?
No, not at all.
Okay. I know y'all heard the story about. Of course, this happened in Florida. I don't know if Double A know which one I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Double A?
Which one? Because there were a few stories.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't the one I was looking for. This wasn't the one I was looking for. Actually, this isn't a Florida one. I was looking for the one. I just fucking had it. What's the one with the crocodile, the alligator?
Oh, yeah, God, that shit.
Hold on. I just saw that one. It's
there it is. It was the one right below this one. Okay, yeah. This happened in Florida, too. This was in Bay. What is this? This is you, isn't it, Double A?
Where?
What is this, Brevard County?
Brevard County. That's about close to 2 hours away.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's in the Daytona area.
Oh, wow. Well, this is, let's see if it... I fucking hate this. This Florida Today? Why do you have all these damn pop-ups? All
right, if you want, I'll read it. I got it here.
Yeah, thank you, because I can't deal with Florida Today.
Okay. I know, right? This damn website. Oh, damn it. Now it did it to me, too. Hold on.
They're going to force you to watch the shit they want you to see.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Brevard County deputies have determined that Matthew Riggins, 22, was killed by an alligator in Barefoot Bay Lake on November 23rd while possibly hiding to avoid law enforcement. Investigators say that Riggins has told his girlfriend that he would be in Barefoot Bay to commit burglaries with another suspect who is now in custody, but not cooperating with officials, said Major Todd Goodyear of the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Deputies responded to calls in Barefoot Bay on November 13th that there were two men dressed in black walking behind area houses who ran from responding officers. Later that day, Riggins was reported missing to the Palm Bay Police Department. Police searching the area reported hearing yelling but could not determine the source that night, Goodyear said. 10 days later, Riggins' body was found in the lake. Sheriff's dive team members encountered an 11-foot alligator behaving aggressively while recovering the body, according to BCSO. When the body was found, it had injuries that were consistent of an alligator attack, Goodyear said. We had trappers euthanize the gator, and when we opened it up, there were the remains inside that were consistent with the injuries found on the body. Riggins died from drowning, and bites were discovered along his legs and body that led investigators to determine that he had been dragged underwater by the massive animal. Goodyear said the burglaries reported by snowbirds returning to their homes in the winter are being investigated in connection with Riggins and the unknown accomplice.
What a way
swallow
to go.
The fuck up.
I've said this a few times over the years. There was one locally here. The girl went out for a jog in an area where she should not have been jogging. An alligator got her, and when the police found her a couple days later, they found her missing her arms. And then when they found the alligator, they cut the alligator open, and right there in the alligator's stomach were her two arms.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my God.
No,
swallow
see, that's
the fuck up.
Remind me of Leatherhead from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I guarantee. This next story right here, I'm trying to figure out why anybody want to be looking for this place. But this drunk lady says, I'm looking for New Jersey, DWI suspect tells officer in Jersey City. A female driver who was arrested near the Holland Tunnel on drunk driving charges reportedly told police officers she was looking for New Jersey. The fuck? A Port Authority officer saw 31-year-old Carol Andino drive up and step out of her Volkswagen Beetle just after 2:30 a.m. Saturday in Jersey City near the entrance to the tunnel. Authorities say she told the officer that she was looking for New Jersey, prompting him to advise her that she was in New Jersey. He also noticed that her eyes were red and watery, and she again repeated, I'm looking for New Jersey. She presented to the officer with a New Jersey driver's license and volunteered that she had a few drinks, according to officials. She's reportedly unsteady on her feet and was swaying. She then failed a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer showing a blood alcohol content more than 3 times the legal limit. She was arrested and charged with DWI and careless driving. Why the fuck was she looking for Jersey? She lives for – oh, my God. You know what? And the reason why I brought this up is because someone had posted a video, and I don't know what the hell – we talk about shit. No, we know what goes on here in Baltimore. We learning what's going on in Florida. What the fuck is happening in Jersey? Now, outside of the fact of it being toxic, what was that video where it showed that lady with a damn shower cap and a thong and standing outside on the bus stop in like 30-degree weather? That was in Jersey. And I know you saw that clip, Reach.
No, I did not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, she was naked. Yeah, that's right up the block from me.
So what's going on around your way?
It's the... Cocaine's a hell of a drug. That's all I mean.
Then she got pissed off. What the fuck y'all staring at? She's sitting out there, jug of juice, titties hanging. Thong.
Yeah.
Her legs.
She's just, she was waiting. She was waiting for the bus.
Her legs looked like some instant oatmeal. she had a shower cap.
She was just out there waiting for the bus, and everybody was just standing, recording.
What did she expect people were going to do? Did she think they weren't going to look?
She would have thought they weren't going to look, but you know, you're out there in a tank top, shower cap, and a barely fitting boy shorts. You're gonna get stared at. And in her side, she shouldn't be out there. Like, I'm just nobody. It's fucking Newark. That's all I'm gonna say. It's just Newark. That's it.
Did anybody, this wasn't anything anybody posted in here that I remember, but did anybody see the video about the girl going off about her McDonald's fresh cookies?
What happened?
So this video went viral. This girl, who she was upset because she says, wait a minute. This lady's upset because, and I don't know why somebody would be so pressed over McDonald's. She's upset because every time she goes to McDonald's, she's a blogger for one thing. So I know she's probably doing this for hits. This is some shit that, you know, some people do because they want content for so they can get views. But anyway, she has a lot of freckles on her face. And she's straight up hood ass. It's flipping off these fucking fresh cookies from McDonald's. And she goes through the drive-thru and she's taping to McDonald's. She's like, they never have my fresh cookies, blah, 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 blah. They ripped her asses to shred in the comments. They said she looked like SpongeBob's mother. They put a face on a cookie.
Oh, man.
She looks like a chocolate chip cookie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she looks like a fucking chocolate chip cookie. But she went off. Let's see if we can hear a little bit of it. See if it works.
This McDonald's never had my mother fresh cookies. I got a call every time for my fresh cookies. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Are y'all gonna have my fresh cookies?
Yes.
And how long? How long?
2 minutes.
Two more minutes? Yeah. Two more minutes. Yes. God damn. What's your name? You the new manager?
I'm the manager here.
The new one, right?
Yeah.
Damn, can two more minutes. I'm gonna ask you next time I come, can y'all please have some fresh cookies? Because I literally call and make orders every time. It's not fine.
Can you go ahead and pull over, please?
Damn, for three cookies? I gotta pull up for three cookies?
Yes.
Two minutes?
Have a great day.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you record. I'm being nice to you, okay?
All right, well, close the damn thing. You said you was going to... Yep, I am.
Can you please pull over?
I am.
Can I have my money back, please? I'm going to ask you to raise your hand.
All right, give me my damn money for sure, because y'all got some raggedy employees anyway. I don't want y'all cookies. The motherfuckers up in there showing each other manicures and manicures? That's what y'all got? Give me my money back. Give me my motherfucking money back. I'm going to tag y'all too. I'm going to tag y'all on Facebook, so look for me. Because this is ridiculous. I got a call every time for some fresh cookies at McDonald's. Why I got a call every time? This is ridiculous.
Okay. You want to do that same thing? I could do it to
them. Yeah, my name is Brandy Wooten. Follow me on Facebook. The Brandy Hive going up. Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. I really do this. I'm a real blogger, though, honey.
That's right.
Where's my money?
We're
Can I have my money?
Yes.
You already didn't threaten me. You was going to cash me my money, so give me my money. Damn. All
right,
hurry up then, because that's what you said. You said you was going to give me my money, so give me my money. Give me my money. Give me my money. Where's my money? Give me my money. Thank you, boo. I will never come over here again. Look at her raggedy. Remember her face.
You,
the Brandy Hive going up, and I will leave when I want to.
Have a great day,
I will you too.
when your face look like that, you need to stay. Oh my gosh, there's no defense. There's not my concern.
I fucking hate people like her.
Over. Wait a minute.
Three fresh cookies
at McDonald's.
And for y'all want to know, her name, she said her name is Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y. Last name is Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N. I have not looked at her page. I have not looked at anything she has.
Let me see what else. I actually got it up here. Let me see what else is there.
I don't think she attracted the type of attention that she wanted.
I hate people like that. Offer some cookies that aren't even that good anyway. Have anybody ever tasted a McDonald's cookie? They taste like fucking hockey pucks.
Listen, you don't... This is just your age rage, but there was a time when McDonald's cookies were out of this world. I don't know, Lee, if you remember when they used to come in the box.
I wasn't big on McDonald's. Like, I didn't do cookies like that for McDonald's, but I know people used to go out there for that and their mac sauce and all that other stuff, but
the McDonaldland cookies in the little box were out of this world. But anyways, I can't imagine in a world now where you can just buy a box of Toll House and all you got to do is break it off and put it on a sheet pan.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I don't understand why she just couldn't make some shit herself. She might have lupus. She might have the same thing Lockwood has.
Well, you know what? It's funny you said that. She does have lupus.
She does? Okay. Yes. I was just looking at her, the stuff on her face, and I was like, because I noticed when you first click on, it's not there. So I was wondering if that's what it is. And you found something that says she does?
Oh, my God. And she's covered in tattoos.
Oh, we know how you feel about the tattoos.
Oh, God.
She should not be having... Maybe she's having a Lisa Turtle meltdown.
Let me see. What is this? I might bust my stitches.
Aha, nigga just hit 20 this morning real quick. My neck hurt, y'all. Look at that shit. You feel me? But I'm blessed. That's why nigga ain't even went to the doctor in 2-3 years for my face. Because, you know, the doctors will give you the most worstest shit ever. Nigga, I'm not even finna claim lupus. What the fuck? I ain't finna claim that shit. No, in Jesus' name. Jesus, no, I ain't finna claim that shit. The devil just trying to break me down because I'm moving. I'm moving and I keep on stepping and he mad I got up this morning with Jesus' name all on my mouth. I didn't even sleep all night. I'm trying to think about the plan, man. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta look at the funny part of it. A nigga got like 4 stitches on the side of her neck. You feel me? I can't go collect my money from my bitches. I might be busting some stitches. You feel me? You gotta be funny about this shit. A nigga done won $20. $20 this morning. I went to go get my baby some hot cocoa. You feel me? Bought a $3 scratcher. Only spent $5. Spent really like $4. And end up winning $20. I can't because I thought I won $5. Nigga, she did the shit. You see the ticket back there? Lottery ticket? That motherfucker say... This ain't $20. I know y'all can't see. I ain't finna drop my shit, though. But God is good. God is good. And we blessing. Everybody need to wake up this morning. Put a smile on your face. Today is my baby's last day of school before summer break. You know, so me and her is on. You know, the cold kind of fucking up my little sore on the side. But you feel me? I'm cool. They didn't give me no pain medicine or nothing.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, Reed. Mm-hmm. I got a challenge for you.
What?
Get in contact with this lady. Not for her to come on the show. I just want you to get in contact with her and have a conversation with her.
Who is this?
Brandy Wooten.
Let me look her up on Facebook.
The Brandy Hive.
The Brandy Hive. That's what she goes by on Facebook.
No, I think that might be some... I don't know. Oh, somebody put a picture of her with her dots on her face and did connect the dots. See, they are going in on her hard. But she not helping it any.
I need a name, like a name or so. What was her name? Brandy.
Okay, you know what? I will share it with. I will send it to you. You go. You're about to get it right. Okay. Then you can and you know what? Because somebody like her, no, even if she came on, get her on the show for 5 minutes. So we need you for 5 minutes. We just want to hear your story, your side of the whole McDonald's cookie thing.
Okay.
You can do that, Brandy Wooten.
Yeah, oh, Brandy Wooten.
I just sent it to you. You should have it now. She has children too.
Shit! Why the hell couldn't she go to Subway? The cookies are much better there.
That's what I understand, like, why she tried so hard to go to McDonald's and get that shit. She got
what
two little...
This, she ought to be what ashamed. Does this chick look like? Is she light-skinned?
I just sent it to you, Rage.
And I didn't get it.
You know how some people, no matter how good their body's looking, when they get older, they still look... Like, Wednesday Adams, she got a hot body, but she still got that big-ass forehead.
Christina Ricci?
Yes. And what's her face got a... let me see. Double A, what you think of... what's her name that was on Wonder Years? What's her something?
Danica McKellar. Danica McKellar.
I want to know how old she is.
She's probably older pushing 40 by now. If not over 40.
She looks older than... What the fuck happened to Savage's nose?
Oh, man.
Who knows?
No, because when he was on that show, his nose did not look like that.
He just grew, you know? Danica McKellar, 40 on the dot.
She's 40 on the dot?
Yeah.
His nose didn't look like that.
Let me see. Fred Savage?
No, Ben Savage.
Oh, Ben Savage.
Yes.
Ben Savage.
All of this fucking acne on that face, my God.
That's not acne, man.
It's not acne. She has lupus.
Has
I'll tell you what, that way girl, the Pink Ranger, she don't age a bit.
Oh, Amy Jo Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Oh. All that,
Rage.
Yeah.
Relax.
Jesus, and she's 45.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, Amy Jo Johnson, she's older than Winnie, and she looks younger than Winnie.
Yeah. She's 45. Jesus Christ.
She is sexy.
You see that? 45.
So let me do the
math. In 1993, when that show came out, she was 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy.
What's that one for Party of Five? Lacey, what's her face? She's
Lacey Chabert.
Oh.
Yeah, she's all right.
Oh.
She was. All right.
She's very nice looking. If she looks like she's doing this picture, her little ass can get it. But I wanted you tell me what happened to Ben Savage.
I don't know. I don't know. He ran into a wall. What do you want me to tell you?
He has a new show. He has a show.
What's his show?
It's the show called Grandfathered. It's on Fox.
No, Ben Savage, not Fred Savage.
Ben. Okay, well, never mind. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to know. So,
He's on Girl Meets World.
Yeah, he's on Girl Meets World because remember they was they had this big debate back in the day. What was better, Girl Meets World? I mean, Boy Meets World or Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was never in the Boy Meets World, but I can understand if that generation that was their thing.
I was, but I you know, I don't think it was better than, you know. Yeah, I'm looking at Lacey Chabert, and she's my age.
Who was the one that was with on that show too that ended up playing like this, like she seemed like she was always suicidal in everything she played in. She played in Scream. What's her name?
Nev Campbell.
Her. I wonder what happened to her. Didn't she play in Wild Things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I didn't see the other Wild Things after that, but when that one Wild Thing came, that was one more fuck scene away from being a porno. Which I will make. I got an announcement to make.
What?
I'm not watching porn anymore.
What, really?
I'm done.
You're lying.
I've been delivered.
Really?
Yep.
By what?
I'm not doing it anymore.
Delivered by what?
I'm just not doing it. I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
First of all, Rage. Why? First of all, the one obvious thing for Lee is that he's married. He's got a wife. He really technically doesn't need it.
I don't need to. I just...
You show me one married man that doesn't watch porn.
Oh, please, Rage, you'll lose that one. You'll lose that one,
show
buddy.
Show me one married man that doesn't
watch
porn.
You have to understand, Rage, it's not something that I had to do. It's just something that I just chose. It's like, fuck it, I ain't got time. I can be doing other things.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
You know.
But you can't sit up there, Rage, and say that. I mean, that's a necessity.
It's not. But I'm saying, show me one married man that does not have a porn stash.
I'm sure there's one.
Oh, there's a ton, Rage, please.
Exactly.
So for one thing, I don't have a stash. I never had a stash.
You never had a stash?
Never. I wasn't spending my money on that shit. I think I bought like one tape back in the day, and that was it. And other than that, I mean, why anybody would buy that now? I mean, I don't know. As far as going to an actual store, but I don't know why they would do that. But
that's what I don't get. When I drive around and I still see a store once in a while, I'm like, how the hell do they stay in business?
Exactly. How? Because
that's where they record porno.
No, they don't.
What?
Yes, they do. They record some porn videos inside of smut stores.
Okay, that's some.
Well, a nice majority of them.
Not enough to, you know.
Not the ones around the way you live, Reed.
Oh, please.
I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying. If you got a little hole in the wall, something that's on like a strip.
A seedy, dirty bookstore, like they used to say.
Yeah, I mean, people have access to. You got people that's on welfare that's got smartphones.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
They don't need to go to it. Come on, Rage.
I mean,
speaking of which, I need to ask the group a question, and don't feel free to inbox me the answer if you have one.
I'm sure people are going to the library and doing it.
I need the chat room to do me a huge favor, and I need you to inbox me the information to this. I need you to get me directions to the nearest glory hole.
No, because you can find that yourself. Ain't nobody doing that for you.
Wait a minute.
No, Christina Ricci not hot. I'm sorry. I just saw the legs. Her body's fucked. She looked like a... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. What did he just ask?
He wants directions to a glory hole. Rudy looks hot. Rudy is so hot. Oh my god.
If you can get me directions to a glory hole in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philly area, I will greatly appreciate it.
First off, do you know what a glory hole is?
Yes, I do know what a glory hole is.
You're looking for one that's already occupied?
Okay.
I'm looking for one that I can occupy.
Okay, Rage. Let me ask you something.
You want to go somewhere where somebody won't see you.
Rage.
They'll just put your dick in their mouth.
Rage. Oh my god.
I don't need your judgment.
I'm not gonna.
You gonna get it because you the one put out there to everybody looking for. That's something you know.
But I
can't
it.
Believe you just said that. But I'm not gonna judge you, Rage, and I'm not gonna get into it because it's already late. But how do you know who's on the other side?
He doesn't care.
I'll look through the hole prior to them when they. I'll look through the hole for a little bit to see what's on the other side. You think I'm just gonna walk in there and let anybody just touch me? Fuck out of here! I'm gonna look through the hole and I'm gonna see who's on the other side. If I don't like what I see, I'll walk. Simple as that.
And that's what you're gonna get shot.
By who?
Oh my god! I can't believe.
Rage, you just need to.
Oh my god! I can't believe I just heard that.
That's right. Nobody. It's a hobby. It's a hobby. You know what I'm saying? But I could choke it without it. So, I mean, I'm cool. But,
you can choke it without it.
I know one thing. I ain't looking for no glory hole. He wants somebody to inbox him for a fucking glory hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of this new situation. We got a lot of contributors. We got a lot of people on assignment, it seems. So, I'm going to take care of this. I'm on this right away. But I will say this. Surfer went to go see this movie. The question was asked, I think. Well, Nixon asked this question too. There's supposed to be this whole thing about this movie about the Chicago gangs. I forget what it's called.
Chirac.
I really want to see it.
Nixon was questioning the fact of Nick Cannon playing the actual lead in there. I guess a gang member or whatever. So,
somebody, you know what? Somebody questioned it too. They said that Nick isn't gangster enough.
No, yeah, he's not.
When I first saw that he was the one that was like lead, I was like. I was kind of
I don't know. To me, he's still that kid on Nickelodeon.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's.
I'm not gonna, you know,
Mariah Carey, none of that. Said otherwise.
And you know why? With him, it's like that because he still works for Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But even without me knowing that, it's still. I mean, he's still that. He doesn't look his age. He looks like a child.
Yeah, he looks. He hasn't aged in the last 15 years.
I'm not. But I'm not going to judge the movie. Like, I actually really want to see this because I want to see. Like, if it's a Spike Lee movie, I want to see it.
I'm not judging him either. I'm not judging the movie. I'm just saying Nick Cannon just doesn't seem. I mean, like I said, I will have to wait and see because I've been wrong before.
Hell, I'll give a movie review. I'll record a movie review.
Uh-oh. Surf already did it.
Oh, did he? Well, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So outside of that, let me see. Donald Trump up to his old shenanigans again. Well, let me ask y'all real quick. What do you think the chances are of Donald Trump being president?
I think he you want me to be honest with you? He's got a good shot. He really does. No, he America doesn't. Is just that stupid enough to vote him in.
Obviously, you haven't been paying attention. The man put his foot in his mouth when he said that Muslims are not allowed in this country.
Yeah, he did say that. Okay, he did say that. But still, America is just stupid enough to vote him in.
Rage, do you realize that what he said is...
As inflammatory as it is, I know.
Rage, first of all, shut your mouth. Second...
I'm getting sick of you telling me to shut... I know what the hell I'm talking about, AA.
No.
As fucked up as everything he says is, and believe me, everything he says is pretty much fucked up. This country is just stupid enough.
Do you know
to
that,
vote him in?
Do you know that his recent comments? Okay, the story's been all over the place today. Mm-hmm. That his recent comments disqualify him from being the president.
Disqualify him? Officially disqualify him?
It doesn't officially disqualify him, but he cannot say those things and. You know, actually, you know, with a good conscience, run for office because it's against the Constitution what he said.
Okay, it is.
Okay,
but again, I'm not going to put it past. I'm not going to put it past the people that society has in this country. I'm not going to put it past.
This isn't World War II. Okay, we're not in a war. Okay, we're not putting the Japanese in internment camps again. We're not, you know, it's just awkward that all this happened on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. But still, Rage, he's not going to be president. You know that, right?
I know he's not going to be president, but still, I'm not going to put it past him if the people that inhabit this country vote him in.
They won't. The people are not going to throw their vote away like that.
Rage, you just canceled out what you just said. You said, I know he's not, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
Yeah, I know he's not.
Well, which is
it? I would not.
But you don't know he's not?
I just wouldn't be surprised if he's in. I would not be surprised if he was elected president.
But you said you know for a fact he's not. So which is it? And silent.
Like you said what?
Which one? You said both.
Can I talk, please?
No, you've been talking.
I said it wouldn't surprise me.
But you said the fact that he wouldn't.
Can I talk, please? Deep down, I know. I deep down know he's not going to be present. But I'm not going to put it past. Deep down, I know this. But it's like, I'm not going to put it past a country with people, with the people that we have, I'm not going to put it past them to elect Donald Trump. I'm not going to put it past them.
Rach, you just said that you know you said deep down you know he's not. You know.
I give up.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. What you're saying that he is and you know he won't, but he will, all in the same breath.
I give up. Jesus Christ.
You just need a better job of explaining yourself what you need.
I just did a good job of explaining myself, but obviously I'm not being understood.
I know he won't. You didn't say I hope he won't. If you said I hope he won't, but I wouldn't put it past him. Oh, I know he won't, but I wouldn't put it past him. So you did.
Yeah, that's what I did. I explained it the way I did. Obviously, people do not understand English.
Completely, that wasn't English. That was just a clusterfuck of just blah. You said nothing. You said absolutely nothing.
Okay. That's your opinion. I'm about done with your ass tonight. plug the show.
You know what? I'm done for you for the rest of the year.
Plug the show.
We got one more show. You know what I want next week? Next week, what I want to do so I can dilute your ass. So I can dilute your ass a little bit. So I won't have to take so much of it. Maybe we can take some callers next week.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we should have an open mic night.
Whatever. But this is the thing. If we do callers, though, call in, say what you got to say, roll out. We ain't talking about guest hosts.
You can chill with us.
No, because then it'll be the call-in show.
I don't have to be the call-in show.
Nope. I'm not dealing with 20 people talking at once. I'm not doing it. I'm not knocking it because it's fun, but I'm just not doing it.
Why you gotta knock anybody else's show?
I didn't. I just said I'm not fucking knocking it. I like that format. I just don't feel. I don't feel like doing that.
Lee, just plug the shows.
And then your ass. No, you gonna plug the fucking show? I hosted it.
You gonna plug the shows? For once, plug the show.
If you think you're going to tell me what to do.
I literally just told you what the fuck to do.
Rage, okay. You got to get used to hearing.
Get down on your hands and knees and lick my boot.
See that?
I don't bow down to no motherfucker. I ain't licking nobody's fucking boot. We plug the show so we can go.
Oh, please. I heard otherwise, but anyway.
Okay.
I heard that you was on your hands and knees.
Doing what?
La Flaca. Selena LaFlaca Lanes.
Oh, wow.
You been on your hands and knees, papi?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't on hands and knees. I was just being nice, asshole. What I was being nice, you fucking asshole. Oh, plug the fucking show. Plug the goddamn show so we can leave.
I had one in my mouth once.
Oh, if anybody can find me, I'm looking for a song I'm going to use for next week. If anybody can find me a clear copy of Darling Nikki by Prince, I haven't been able to find a clear one to be able to use, and I don't know what I did with my CD. It's on the Purple Rain CD, so if anybody has and can stream that, send a copy of that to AA, please. Let me know if you did. Darling Nikki, because I can't find a copy. Prince probably didn't got a hold of it and won't let nobody play that shit, so... Yeah. But anyway, it's 1:20 and I have to go. So, AA, I thank you so much for having me on the air. And
oh, you ain't gonna plug the shows?
And I will talk to y'all next week.
You ain't gonna plug the fucking shows?
Have a great night.
You fucking asshole. You're not gonna plug the shows. You piece of shit. Okay. You know what? Fine. Since he's too fucking lazy, I asked him to do one thing, to plug the fucking shows, and he can't do it because he wants to be a lazy ass. But that's cool. I'll do it for him. So, tomorrow, new episode of Talk Brunch with Rick Dar and McWrestling. That'll be at 8 o'clock. Thursday, Mofo Magic Podium Doomsday with Rent and Red. All right, fine. Fuck it. I won't plug the shows. Then I'm on. All right.
What was that, Rage?
No, I'm done. You don't want me to plug the shows? Fine, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
It's that pesky trigger finger. The one that keeps...
Go ahead, end the show.
The one that keeps...
I was going to... Doing my obligation to plug the shows. You don't want me to do that? End the show. Fine, do it. Go ahead.
By the way...
We'll see y'all next week.
When you go to the glory hole, I want you to remember that you're going to hear a lot of...
You call that a penis?
So you're trying to say that I have a small penis?
Tomorrow night, Talk Brunch.
No. Are you trying to say that I have a small penis? Is that what you're trying to say?
Tomorrow night, Talk Brunch at 8 p.m.
You know what? I'm so done with your fucking fat jokes. You're talking about my dick. You know what? Okay.
Okay, watch this, Rage. Tomorrow night, Talk Brunch, 8 p.m. Friend Wrestling at 9. Then on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. live. The What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Our TLC coverage at 7 p.m. following the comic book show. And then on next Tuesday, it's the final episodes of The Rant and Freaks and Effing Geeks starting at 8 p.m. And we've got a whole bunch of other specials going on here. Go to rantemradio.com for all the information. And that's that. Lee, any final thoughts?
Nope. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
thank you for being on. I had a great time, as always, Double A. And so next week is it. That's the last episode. We're going to go on a brief hiatus, and we'll be back. But don't forget, next week, if you're looking to call in next week, I want to say this. If you're looking to call in next week, please, please, please make sure the children are asleep. Make sure the dogs are away. Make sure that your connection is clear. I love you all, but if you call in correct, or I'm going to hang your phone up.
Right.
We don't want to hear the dogs in the background. We don't want to hear the children up. We don't want to hear none of that stuff. We don't want to hear the show playing in the background. We don't want to hear airplanes, air conditioners, fans.
Or video games.
Video game. We don't want to hear any of that stuff. Just please make sure you call in ready to talk. And, say what you got to say. Give us a pound, tell us your name, go on about your business. All right. And, Reed, you got anything?
Oh, he somehow disappeared.
Oh, awesome. That's the best news I had all night. All right, y'all. Thank you for coming out. Have a great night. Peepers.